Let's talk with Bishop David Maxwell. He's on the leadership team for the Church of Greater Lansing. He has participated in the Lansing Food Drop for several years. Yesterday, we were talking about Martin Luther King Day, and we started talking about kids, and he touched on a topic which I found very interesting. We were talking about the fact that there are a lot of kids, hundreds of kids, let's just stay in the mid-Michigan area, who go to school hungry, and it's not their fault. It's either because their parents don't have the means, their parents don't care, perhaps their parents aren't aware the way they need to, but these kids are going to school hungry, and that puts them at a disadvantage when it comes to learning and growing as students, and I wanted to talk more about that. Bishop David Maxwell, how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Well, let's talk about these kids. What do we do to change this?
Yes, and I wanted to clarify. I'm not trying to. Yesterday we spoke about, I think, institutional and that racism exists, and I said it did. And sometimes what we think when we say those things that we're trying to absolve personal responsibility and accountability. I think you have two things working here. There is personal accountability from that individual, but there is also a societal responsibility to somewhat understand the entire dynamic of things. Instead of just saying, or the entire body of work, instead of just saying that, you know, that person should be able to do on their own, I think there is a dual thing here, personal accountability as well as societal or institutional responsibility. But what we can do, we can do what you're doing. One of the things is we need to communicate. Dialogue is essential because many of us are victimized by our own parochial and isolated knowledge base. We don't understand the entire scope and body of work of this tremendous problem of hunger and disenfranchisement and imbalance in society. And so people like yourself and other venues, we need to begin to communicate to see both sides of the spectrum. And I think that is the beginning of transformation, is communication.
Well, when we talk about hungry kids, kids going to school hungry, which puts them at a disadvantage, obviously, if your belly's aching, it's hard to focus on being a good student. I hear a lot of folks saying we need more money to address this. Well, where is the money going to come from? And that the powers that be, the people who hold the purse strings with the ability to release funding for programs that could feed these kids, don't understand, perhaps don't see the need as opposed to trying to balance a budget. So what do we do to feed these kids and how do we pay for it?
Well, I categorically reject the idea that we don't have money and we need more money. I think we have the money. We look at the gargantuan defense spending of this nation and the gargantuan expenditure on the penal justice system. When we look at the tremendous tax loopholes, 400 people have basically the wealth of the nation compared to another segment of about 90% of the people. I think it is not a redistribution of wealth, but I think it is imperative that we direct those taxes that are collected and that those who should pay taxes pay their fair share. If you could take money and buy bombs and missiles and appropriate money to what I consider non-human plans, then I think it is possible that you can redirect this resource instead of building billions and billions. The penal justice system and the prison system is trillions and trillions of dollars. And what you're doing is you are taking care of children on the back end of life, 16, 17, and 18. And I think you need to move that money to the front end of life so that you would not have a need for the back end of prison systems.
Randy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Randy Heckman is running for United States Senator. He wants to oppose Debbie Stabenow and take that seat. And a point that he makes just about every time he's on this program, as we try to get all the candidates on to get their takes on different subjects, is that the private sector, if you will, and charities need to take care more of this, and tax dollars not be the primary, you know, not be bear this primary burden here. He believes that churches and charitable organizations need to fund this programs and that government doesn't. How would you respond to that?
Well, he has no clue, or he does not accept the reality of the purpose and existence of government. From our founding fathers, purpose of the government is to maintain the integrity of the territory. It is to ensure the safety and the tranquility of its people, and it is to ensure that there is a equitability among the citizens. And that's what government is for. And this idea,
we need another break.
That's what government is for, and I reject that categorically. Charities and churches, yes, they should do their fair share, but it is not their responsibility. It is the government's responsibility, because when you put it in the hands of charities and churches, they can if they want to, and they can if they don't want to. They don't have to. What compels them other than a moral and an ethical obligation? And I don't want a child to be subject to the moral or ethical designs of any institution. If the children are subject to a charity, charity might go out of business. Charity might say, we don't want to this year. We're going to do it somewhere else. This is why the government is paramount, the government is a transcendent institution. And when you hear people talk about need to take this out of the hands of government, they absolutely talk their mouths.
We've been talking with Bishop David Maxwell. Thanks so much, Bishop Maxwell. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.